Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zach Orr met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 8 meeting with Chicago.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing? Man, it means a lot, man. I mean, I think Roquan Smith, he's obviously, he's one of the best linebackers in football, and you cannot take that away from him. He's done that consistently over his career. I thought that he was playing really good football for us before he had the injury in Kansas City. So whenever you get one of the best players in the league back, it's great, man. And he's looked great these last couple weeks throughout the bye week and this weekend. He's ready to roll, man, and I'm excited to go see him play Sunday. He's been going about his business, you know, the same as he does any week. And but I know deep down, just knowing him, that he wants this one. He's gonna go out there and prepare the right way to make sure that he can do whatever he can to help us play good defense and get a win. Taking a step back, I don't think we're not far off, man. We're not far off. We got a couple plays here and there, a couple things to clean up that we feel like can help us. And I think positively what we've done is we've limited explosive plays. We run defense real good early. The problem is we haven't created enough negative plays, especially on first and second down, to get into third and long situations. So we looked at that hard and got a plan to try to create more negatives. And, look forward to doing that.
Mm-hmm. 5.5 yards a carry or so.
Yep.
What stands out about what they're doing that poses a challenge for you guys?
Yeah, I think they do a good job of running their base core runs that they love to run, but every week it's going to be out of a different formation, a different motion, a different shift, and a different personnel group. So I think that they do a good job of disguising their runs in the run game, and then showing you something in the game and having to play off of it. So it's one of those games we told our guys, look, you're not going to be able to guess what run is coming, because it's probably going to be something different that we haven't seen. We can tell you the basic core concept of the run. So you got to line up, you got to be aligned right, read your keys, and go play football.
Zach, mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks we've heard John say, you say it, mm-hmm. talking about the importance of creating a pass rush, mm-hmm. manufacturing. How much time in the bye week did you guys spend on that, mm-hmm. trying to kind of come up with ideas, mm-hmm. pressure and get mm-hmm. runners at the quarterback?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time, man. That was probably the main focus that we looked at. And I think the coaches, all coaches, man, have done a great job, including Coach Harbaugh and our defensive coaches, of coming up with a pressure plan and a blitz plan. And I'm excited about it. So, can't talk too much about it right now, but I think it's going to be good for us.
How much along the line of having a low deal?
Yeah, that definitely helps, man. I mean, Lowe has been great since he's been here. He played real good in the Rams game, especially for somebody who just got here the week of the game. And he's an elite communicator. He's seen a lot of football. And that helps us out. I mean, you always want to look at how you can get your best 11 on the field and where they fit at. And Lowe's one of our best 11 players, so that allows us to move Kyle around more and really play to his strength. So, we're excited about that.
Kyle had said yesterday, being the record that it is, mm-hmm. it's playoff mode for players, mm-hmm. that mindset. Mm-hmm. For you and coaching and calls, does it change mm-hmm. as well?
Not honestly. I look at every game like it's do or die. So, every game trying to win and try not let them score any points. So we do understand where we're at. I'm not going to deny that fact that, the margin of – we have really no room for margin of error. So, we understand the importance of it. But, look, man, being here for a long time, man, we've been in big games, man. So I just approach it that same way. Every game's a big game here, how I look at it. And that won't change the way we approach things.
Zach, how much concern is there edge rusher, outside linebacker right mm-hmm. now? I mean, OA traded, mm-hmm. Tavius Robinson's on IR. I mean, yeah. I guess what have you seen from Ajabo playing a little bit more the last couple of weeks, and potential mm-hmm. options or not coming off mm-hmm. the practice line?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously you know, we're thin at that position. So it's time for guys to get the opportunity and step up, and us as coaches got to help play to those guys' strengths. So, you know, Jabbo's a guy who's gonna get another opportunity to go out there and showcase what he can do. So, you know, now it's just time for him to go out there and do it. And some other guys will get the opportunity as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the guys are going to play. And we got to do a good job putting them in position to be successful. Yeah.
How important was the timing of it from your standpoint in terms of being able to address the things you brought?
Honestly, I think it was real important just because when you first see the schedule and you look at it, me personally, I like the later bye weeks. So I was like, dang, week 7 bye, like, dang. But knowing that we know now we needed the bye week, I mean, just to get healthy. And it is good to take a step back because obviously we haven't been playing, you know, good football. We're 1-5. So I think came at the perfect time for us to really sit back, reset our mind, really get a chance to look at what we can do better, what we don't need to do, and then go forward these last 11 weeks.
Two more for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the time spent under Mike McDonald here at Baltimore, is there any kind of, like, in-season dialogue with him, or is it not more of, like, an off-season thing?
Nah, man, it's funny. I actually talked to Mike. Called me Friday, man. We talked, man. That's my guy, man. We're friends. Our relationship goes further than football, and I'm happy and proud to say that. So we definitely talk, you know, catch up with each other, talk a little bit of ball, but mainly about family. So we definitely talk, man. We got a great relationship, and that's my guy right there.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Cool. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.